Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
With the Venmo debit card, you can Venmo everything. Your favorite band's merch? You can Venmo this. Or their next show? You can Venmo that. Visit Venmo.me/debit to learn more. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. The card may be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted. Venmo purchase restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily. In the Gym, Keep It Simple, Stupid, by Steve Kam of NerdFitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. A very happy Wednesday to you. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. Before I get to today's post, here's an inspirational quote for you. Money is only a tool. It will take you wherever you wish, but it will not replace you as the driver. Ayn Rand. So with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. In the Gym, Keep It Simple, Stupid, by Steve Kam of NerdFitness.com. Open up any copy of Muscle and Fitness, and you're bound to find dozens of different workouts that will sculpt the three parts of your triceps, individual abs, all parts of your shoulder, etc., with ultra-specific exercises that isolate individual muscles. These routines will ask you to spend 5 or 6 days a week in the gym for 2 hours at a time. Unless you're a bodybuilder, taking steroids, or you don't have a life, exercising like this is ridiculous. If you have a job, friends, family, and maybe a hobby or two, 2 hours a day in the gym 6 days a week just isn't an option. I spent a few months in college following one of these routines because I didn't know any better and I had the free time. I spent close to 2 hours a day in the gym doing 6 or 7 exercises of at least 3 sets each for the muscle group of the day, and then come home and drink my protein shake like they said in the magazine, and I did this religiously for 3 months. You know what I got out of it? Not much. Exercising like this is time-consuming and not practical. The phrase, appearance is a consequence of fitness, is something I truly believe in, and it makes a lot of sense. Don't worry about exercising to look good. Exercise to get strong and healthy, and you'll end up looking good as a side effect, which isn't too shabby. Rather than doing time-consuming isolation exercises, concentrate on exercises that recruit as many muscles as possible. If you can do one exercise that uses 3 muscle groups in only 10 minutes, why bother doing 6 different exercises working each individually? Sure, each muscle might get worked a little harder that way, but it's going to take you at least 3 times as long. Unless you're bent on becoming a bodybuilder, the benefits don't outweigh the cost. Let's take a look at the 4 or 5 key exercises you need to have in your gym routine. You can get all of these exercises done in 1 45-minute session, and you'll have worked practically every single muscle in your body. Number 1, squats and deadlifts. If you quote-unquote work out, and these exercises aren't in your repertoire, you're wasting your time. Not surprisingly, you won't see many people doing these exercises in your typical gym because they think they'll get hurt doing them. This is untrue. If you do squats and deadlifts correctly, you will have ridiculously strong and stable legs, back, and core, which is crucial for injury prevention. Injuries occur because these muscles aren't strong enough in certain situations, like moving a couch or carrying your kids around or swinging a golf club. I guarantee you'll earn the respect of everybody in your gym when you start doing deadlifts with 3 plates on each side. Only have 10 pounds on each side to start? That's fine. Get stronger every day and you'll get there eventually. 2, pull-ups and chin-ups. Rather than doing bicep curl after bicep curl, which is both lame and vain, do pull-ups and chin-ups. Ever seen a fat rock climber? Nope, because you need incredible strength to pull your body weight up the side of a mountain. I feel like this is one exercise that is a true test of your strength, which is why it's one of my favorites. If you're not strong enough to do pull-ups and chin-ups yet, see if your gym has an assisted pull-up machine. These are better for you than using the pull-down machine. 3, presses, think chest and shoulder. I'm a big fan of incline dumbbell chest presses because they work your chest, shoulders, triceps, and every muscle in between. To do this, set a bench at a little less than a 45-degree angle, grab a pair of dumbbells, and press them up above you as if you were bench pressing. Other options would be to do a regular bench press on a flat bench or a standing shoulder press. If you're just starting out in the gym, I would strongly recommend either a full body routine or a two-day split, making sure you go all out for 45 minutes and no more. Focus on just these exercises and get really strong at each of them. Start with a low weight and concentrate on having perfect form. I have a lot of respect for a guy that can squat down past parallel, even if the weight of the bar is minimal. You might ask, what about my biceps, triceps, abs, etc.? Well, when you do pull-ups and chin-ups, your biceps get a hell of a workout. When you do bench presses, your triceps get worked like crazy. When you do a deadlift, you also work abs, lower back, traps, and forearms along with your legs. Only after you've advanced to a high level of strength, think squat 1.5 times your body weight, or deadlift twice your body weight, etc., then I would recommend doing isolation exercises. If you're not there yet, don't worry about it. Try to add weight each week to these exercises while maintaining good form. So here's a simple full body routine implementing these exercises. Squats, 4 sets, reps of 12, 10, 8, then 6, increasing weight each set, and wait 1 minute between sets. Incline dumbbell press, 4 sets, reps of 12, 10, 8, and 6, increasing weight on each set, and wait 1 minute between sets. Deadlifts, 4 sets, reps of 12, 10, 8, and 6, increase weight each set, and wait 1 minute between sets. Pull-ups or chin-ups, 3 sets to exhaustion. Do as many as you can in each set. If you do pull-ups this time, do chin-ups the next time. And lastly, don't forget to stretch afterwards. Your muscles get rebuilt on your off days, so I wouldn't do this routine 2 days straight. Do it on Monday, run sprints on Tuesday, go for a walk on Wednesday, and then do this routine again on Thursday, then sprints on Friday, and then take Saturday and Sunday off. That's 1.5 hours total in the gym, 40 minutes of sprint, and 1 hour of walking. Only 3 hours and 10 minutes out of your week. Sounds too simple and too easy to build muscle, right? Not true. If you do this and eat balanced meals, you will build mass. Give it a shot and simplify your routine. You just listened to the post titled, In the Gym, Keep It Simple, Stupid, by Steve Kamm of nerdfitness.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary.
Oikos presents 15 Seconds of Strength.
Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim. Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles.
Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Mm. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Indeed Sponsored Jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps to the top for relevant candidates, reaching the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed get 45% more applications than non-sponsored ones. And one thing I love about Indeed is how it speeds up hiring. When I've hired in the past, the process was overwhelming. I wish I'd used Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When I first started out getting into weight training, actually that's not true. Even for years after getting started in weight training, I would do isolation exercises. My buddy and I would go to the gym and say, we're doing chest day. So of course, we'd go to the gym and do nothing but chest exercises. Now don't get me wrong, we definitely did get stronger by just focusing on chest those days. But here was the wake-up call. My wife and I were looking through old pictures, pictures of when I was in college, before I started getting into weight training. She happened to see a picture of me with my shirt off. Let's not get crazy, it was just my shirt off. And she said probably the most insulting thing you could say to someone who's been weight training for a while. She didn't mean it, but here's what she said. Huh, You still look the same like you did back in college. Ouch. I said, what do you mean? I've been spending so much time in the gym, especially training my chest and my shoulders. How could that be? Her face turned bright red. What she said actually was kind of true. You know, I ran into the bathroom after she made that comment and started looking at myself in the mirror. And you know what? I didn't look really all that much different, even after spending all of that time in the gym. So eventually, I had to let go of my ego and try different training routines. I started working out with a new buddy of mine, someone who had a Master of Science degree in kinesiology, which is like the study of movement. And he, of course, as a result of that, was a personal trainer. And he encouraged me to start incorporating a lot of the same moves that Steve just mentioned that I just read to you. Squats, deadlifts, pull-ups. He said, start doing those and let's see what happens. And sure enough, he was right. That's when I saw the biggest and best changes. My overall strength went up. I would do isolation exercises for my forearms and they would never seem to get any bigger. But when I started doing deadlifts and pull-ups, oh my gosh, all of a sudden they started looking proportionate. And you know, I'm not a huge fan of anecdotal evidence. But when we do look at the research, what we find is when you do compound movements like deadlifts and squats, by recruiting more muscle fiber, there's actually the bigger potential to burn body fat. Now, this isn't a guarantee, of course. There are a lot of other factors that we'd have to pay attention to see if you're really burning body fat. But what we do know is when you have more muscle, you burn more calories. You burn more calories when you're sleeping, watching TV, driving in your car, you name it. And I think the sample full body routine that Steve mentioned that I just read to you is perfect for beginners. Just again, be sure that your form is correct before you do anything else. I want to thank you again for listening, for being a subscriber to the show. I wouldn't do this unless you were listening. So thank you as always, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.